My name's Mark, and I'm a damn alcoholic. Yeah, I'm from San Diego. I grew up here most of my life. There's about 5 years that I wasn't here in other states. I'm going to skip a drunk log tonight because, I mean, I've heard a lot of them, and they all sound very similar to mine. So I'm going to jump right to what got me here. What got me here was the last 8 years of my drinking career, I sat on my back porch by myself every day after work and tried to figure out how to drink and not be in so much pain, you know. I was looking for that perfect mixture of vodka and beer, and I never could find it, and I got to the point to where I was sitting in my room one day with a gun in my mouth. And I realized that I had two choices. One was pull the trigger, and I couldn't do it. So it left me one choice, call AA. I seriously tried to kill myself. I sat in that damn room, and I was drunk off my ass, and I just... Is there any... Yeah, there's kids here. I was too much of a wimp to go the easy route, you know. I really wanted it to be over with. I started drinking when I was 14. I stopped drinking at the age 47. My sobriety date, by the way, is July 27, 2008. I have not turned back from that sobriety date, and I'll be damned if I'm gonna. You know, I know my will has nothing to do with my staying sober. I learned that in Alcoholics Anonymous, but I also learned how to stay sober, and because you guys showed me how to do it. You know, I got here, and I was miserable. I was miserable, miserable, miserable. I did not want to be here. I woke up one Monday morning with a beer in my hand, an empty bottle of vodka, and I was outside sitting in a chair, and it was Monday morning, and I had to call my boss and tell him that I was not going to be in again on another Monday. And I think that I just reached my bottom there, you know. I came to the determination that I had to admit that I could not do this by myself. I had to ask somebody for help, which was totally out of characteristic for me. I ran away from home when I was 17. I've been on my own since then. You know, I did anything I could to stay away from my house because at 15 years old, my house was so dysfunctional and so alcoholic that San Diego Child Welfare decided to come in, yank me out of my house, and send me to live with my real father, who I did not know, in Maryland, and he was a cop. And I had already been drinking and drugging, you know, and I was well on my way to doing whatever I wanted to do, and we did not get along. At 17, I ran away from Maryland, and I came back to San Diego, bought a 64 Dodge Dart, and that was my first apartment. I lived in that apartment in El Cajon and Works parking lot for about 4 months. It was not fun. I went to bed at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I woke up at 10, and it was 150 degrees inside my car by 10 o'clock. You know, I had nothing, just myself, and I was bound and determined to make it. And by God, you know, I did. I made it all the way till right now. I still haven't had to go home. I've been on my own ever since. But during the time from then till now, I drank a whole lot, and I did a lot of terrible things, and I hurt a lot of people. And so I turned to AA. One morning, I woke up with a beer in my hand next to a bottle of vodka, and I made the phone call to AA. And this guy talked to me for a while and said he couldn't talk to me any longer, but he was going to have somebody else call me back. And 5 minutes later, somebody else called me back, and they talked to me until the first guy got to my house. And that was a few hours later. So he showed up, and he asked me two questions. The first one was, did I think I was powerless over alcohol? And I had to answer that one already in my head, and it was yes. I was willing to admit that I was powerless over alcohol. That's all I could admit at the time. He asked me the second question, was my life unmanageable? I said, no. As long as I'm not drunk, my life's not unmanageable. You know, but when I get drunk, yeah, I'm not a reasonable person. So, and he talked to me for a while, and then I started realizing, you know, well, maybe my life is a little bit unmanageable, you know, and maybe I should listen to him some more. So I listened to him for a couple hours, and then he said, okay, we're going to a meeting. We've talked long enough. Now it's time to go to a meeting. So I said, no, I don't want to go to that meeting. He goes, are you ready to do anything it takes to stay sober? to lick this thing? I said, yeah. He says, well, then get in my truck. I got in his truck. I went to the meeting. When I got there, the best I could do, because I couldn't sit up straight, I was leaning on everything like I'm leaning on this podium right now, because I had no energy. I was done. My body was wasted. I couldn't even sit up straight. I looked at my shoes during the whole meeting, but during the whole men's gut level meeting over in Claremont, I was looking at my shoes. I couldn't raise my head, and it seemed like every single person that was sharing right directly to me. Everything they said sounded like me. And I know they were looking at me because I could hear their voice change, and it would get louder as they looked at me. You know? And at the end of the meeting, they asked, would the newcomer like to share? Well, I was the only newcomer there. And the only thing I could do was raise my head and say, I'm tired of being a drunk. And I walked outside after the meeting, and all of a sudden these phone numbers kept getting jammed in my pocket. The guy who brought me to that meeting said, I'll be at your house tomorrow. What time do you get off work? I got 3 o'clock. He said, I'll be there at 3:01. When I got there, he was there, and we went out to dinner, and we talked a lot more, and then I went to another meeting. By the time I went to my fourth meeting, I had 4 days sober. Every damn day, somebody showed up and took me to a damn meeting. And I stayed sober, and it was the first time in my life that I had 4 days sober since I started drinking at 14. And I thought it was impossible at that moment that I had 4 days. And when I went to this big meeting, and it was down in Point Loma, and it was a men's meeting, and I hadn't been back, I went to that meeting, and there was a whole lot of people just like there is tonight. And this guy got up, and it was the first time I heard somebody announce that he had 10 years of sobriety. And I went, I can't do it. There's no way. It's 4 days as hell. There's no way I'm putting together 10 years. So I might as well try and go get the gun again. And that's what was really in my mind, you know. And then the next guy got up, and he said he had 15 years. And I'm like, crap, I'm out of here. And I went outside, and I started bawling, and I was bawling my eyes out just like a little baby, man. I knew that there was no way that I was going to fight the fight. There was no way I could do it, you know. But this guy followed me out, because that's what you do. He followed me outside, and he grabbed a hold of me, and he said, what's up, buddy? How you doing? And I said, I can't do this, and there's no way. He goes, did you do 1 day? Yeah. He goes, how many days you got? I got 4. He goes, you can do 5. Just don't drink between now and the next meeting. And it got easier because I really wanted it to get easier. They said, keep coming back. It gets easier. And on this, well, by my fourth meeting, I had a big book in my hand. I had a sponsor. I was off to the water park down in Chula Vista. I took my daughter down there. I didn't bring my trunks. I brought the big book. I sat down in a chair, and I read the first 164 pages. Thank God, you know. I thank God for the big book. I thank God for Alcoholics Anonymous. I read the Agnostic, and then I wasn't alone anymore. They put those words on that paper. The Agnostic changed my life because I was not religious. I did not believe in God. I had no one else but myself. It was me since I was a little kid. And my parents were alcoholics. I was raised in a crappy household. You know, I had no one to rely on but myself, and all of a sudden I had somebody else I could rely on. I needed somebody else I could rely on. I had a God. He was my higher power. And I rely on him now. I rely on him every day. I only got a couple minutes left, so I'm going to wrap it up. My experience with AA from day one is I get more love from this group of people, and we're huge wherever I go, than I ever thought was possible. So when I get the chance to give it back, I do. Best I can. And I thank my God. I thank AA for saving my life. You know, I wouldn't be standing here before you today. I don't know where I'd be. I don't know if I'd be alive. But if it wasn't for AA and you guys coming to my rescue, I wouldn't be here. And for that, I thank you.